So welcome to the first episode of Circuit Breakers. It's going to be Jax and
Jay Henderson.
Jay Henderson. Sweet. So how do we find you on Twitter?
On Twitter, you can find me at Blue Jay Concepts. That's spelled B-L-U-J Concepts. And I talk about everything that comes my way. So that's where you can find me.
Right on. And I'm on Twitter as Jax989, J-A-X-989, or anywhere on the web as Jax989. Pretty much on everything. We're starting this podcast as a first ever episode for us, so it may be a little bit more rambly than later episodes, but the whole purpose of this episode is there's no good podcast for maker people. We're both tinkerers, makers, whatever you want to call us. We sit there and play with Pis, Arduinos. Jay's got NodeBots.
NodeBots and NodeBots DOW. It is a open community full of hackers, front-end developers. If you want to hack on anything, this is the community for you. So I am heading up the DFW chapter, and we actually just had International NodeBots Day this past Saturday at Dallas Makerspace. There was a little bit of interest, about 5 people, and we're hoping to grow this out and kind of get this going, since this whole movement, which has already been here for quite some time, but we're trying to get this rolling as you know, a lot of technology is starting to expand.
Very cool. So what do you do when you go to a NodeBot event? Like what are these 5 people doing, or what are like the next 50 people going to be doing?
The thing on International NodeBots Day, what we were doing, we were just coming together, bringing our projects that we're working on and kind of just sitting together and just getting things done. One of the events is SumoBots. So if you come, you bring your Arduino or you bring anything that you're developing on, add some servos to it, and you basically have a mini battle bots.
Oh, like the new show on ABC?
Yep, exactly like that. So I talked to a couple of guys. One of the guys, it was 2 gentlemen who came that I had not met before. They came, they were front-end developers. They used JavaScript because NodeBots is Node.js JavaScript using the Johnny 5 framework. It's simple methods and functions that you call, and you can make a robot move or anything like that. So once I introduced them from the digital aspect of moving the code that they write for basic websites that can actually interact with physical sensors and make things move in robotics, these guys were like, oh, like they looked at me like I was like Obi-Wan Kenobi or something like that. So they were pumped about the possibilities, and now they're huge into Node.js. So I think that that is the trend that's going to not just coding for digital, but also a coding for the physical, which is really, really cool.
So that's huge, right? Coding, and it kind of brings us to the next point of it, which one of our goals for this podcast and one of our goals for all of this stuff, which pardon the really crappy mic cable, but and I will be building my own mic cables because of this, right? So part of this podcast is, hey, what the hell's out there? What can we play with? And what's driving all this stuff, right? What Jay's doing in person. And we'll have more info about what's going on with NodeBots and other events. But, you know, looking at that and looking at the space out there, kind of we're going to cover some quick news and then hopefully some other quick events that are going on around Dallas. And for that fact, not just Dallas, but send us in what's going on in your area. And we'll also find stuff that's going on. Like I'm heading down to Austin right after this to figure out what's going on. And San Antonio, I know I keep up with those guys. That's Texas alone. We can't cover the rest of the U.S. without you guys. Help us with that. The other thing is PC. My big thing I found this week was PCduino. There's this whole movement behind PCduino. Well, there's a new faster one out there called the Arcadia, right? SparkFun just released it. It's a little bit pricey. It's $120, which
oh wow.
Yeah. But it is a quad-core processor. It's ridiculously quick. It is blowing everybody else away in the water, but it is a little bit more power hungry. So keep in mind that it probably is not going to be as fun to put it on batteries unless you're looking for doing something quick speed out in the middle of wherever. The Geek Squad at SparkFun is the guys who benchmarked it and everything. So that was really cool. It's a quad core, has no Wi-Fi, and it's okay on a few other things, but it's a really powerful little sucker, and it's faster than the Raspberry Pi 2 and faster than a BeagleBone and faster than a few other things. And it can run Android.
Oh, wow. So are you thinking about getting one?
No. I still have a few projects I'm behind on my Pi stuff, and so right now that's where I'm kind of I will eventually probably try and get one, but I like this whole PC. I didn't get it at first, right? I didn't understand. I was like, why would you want an Arduino and a PC? And then I started playing with the Pi, and I started understanding why you'd want both. So I've been building, you know, my own little small telepresence units, for lack of better. So for those of you guys not in the corporate world, what a telepresence unit is a very fancy dedicated Skype box that costs $300,000 or above. It's kind of ridiculous. But I started building one for a lot of web conferencing I've been having at home and things like that. And so, yeah, I like that out of my Pi.
So that's one of your personal projects that you're working on right now?
Yes.
Because I actually got interviewed with a telepresence, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So one of the things that, you know, that I wanted to talk about as well is the Echo capsule. It's out of, I think it's the UK. But this little tiny guy actually allows you to have a tiny home. It's a portable house. Think of it as, you know, if you want to have a nice home, you're just out of college and you don't really want to go and get an apartment, you want to see the world, this little guy actually allows you to have an independent research station and have emergency housing as well. So one of the features of it is that it has its own solar panels on top of it. It has a window, and then it has a workstation as well inside of it. And then get this, it also has a kitchenette, a shower, and a toilet. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, well, how is that sanitary? Where are you getting the water to run all of those? It actually takes and collects rainwater. So when it rains, it actually collects the water that runs off and collects it into a tank. So, and then it also has a windmill on top of it as well. So you're collecting solar and wind energy to power this thing. I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, I'm a developer. I can do remote jobs. I can put this on the back of an SUV and be set to just travel the U.S. while I do jobs. Like, would that not be cool?
Maybe roadshow in future episodes?
Exactly. Now, I'm a big guy. Now, that's the thing that I was thinking about this morning. I'm like, I'm a big guy, but I want a tiny house. Like, I think that is the most, because I have an architecture background, and I think that this is the coolest thing. So looking at the specs of it is just amazing. So I'm looking forward to the pricing. It's going to come out, I think, the last quarter of 2015. I'm looking at that, and then to have this guy shipped from the location, I think it's like going to be in the range of $10,000, and then to have it shipped to the U.S., like to New York was an example, and the article was going to be like $2,300. So I'm looking at this and like looking at my budget, like, can I actually pull this off? Because I actually want one.
Well, and there's some cool gadgets you can add to it, because I didn't hear about this this whole thermoelectric capability, right? So we were sitting here chilling in the studio, and hey, Jay, have you heard of this thermoelectric stuff? And he's like, what are you talking about? So if you get a chance, go to REI, or for that fact, any of your outdoor retailers of choice. I personally had mine off of Kickstarter. They're the guys at buyteapod.com, the letter T, so buytpod.com. And it's a thermoelectric converter, so basically you just put a little tea candle on there. Tea candles are 99 cents a piece, and this thing converts heat from that candle over into electricity enough to charge a little battery. It doesn't have enough amperage to charge the actual mobile device, but the little carry-along batteries has plenty of juice to amp out into that. And then the battery will obviously amp out into your phone. The amperage kind of sucks, but it still has enough to get your phone going out in the middle of BFE nowhere, and it's great. So there's some cool things like that. Alternative energy sources and alternative battery life, those are like the biggest things that kill us when we're building stuff. We can build it to wall power all day long.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've never heard of it. And when you actually introduced the candle, I was like, what in the world does this candle have to do with tech? So I'm interested in seeing how this like develops in different versions that comes out. Because I think it's awesome. Like, it's right in front of me right now, and I'm just like looking at it like, how, like, who came up with this? Like, this is so simple. So
the video on the website, the explainer video on the website, is actually pretty awesome. We'll stick those in show notes for sure.
So they go into detail with the video?
Yeah, they have the whole like diagrams. They have exactly what's going on with it, some of their patent stuff. Oh, it's really neat. So yeah, that's definitely something out there. And the speaking of power, the Illumi guys, they're local friends of ours. They've been on Shark Tank. Yep. They did some really cool stuff. they're about to light up some really cool places now.
Really?
Yeah, so we're working on getting them some interesting things happening. I can't talk about them yet, but in future episodes we can
talk about it. But the thing that pops in my head, and you know, things are just like pops up in my head from time to time, which will happen during this podcast, but Christmas, some type of interaction with lights with Christmas, it just screams at me when you basically say that. I don't know if that's the case, but that
will be a possibility for where they're going. That'll be an awesome possibility for where they're going. And
see, like you're teasing me, but that's
I'm teasing everybody.
That happens like all the time. And then speaking of another topic that I wanted to talk about, Charmed Labs, it's charmedlabs.com. They have it's a sensor that can connect to an Arduino called the Pixie. And it is a fast vision sensor for robotics. So running node bots and doing the sumo bots aspect of it, you have proximity sensors that can detect, you know, how far a distant object is and everything like that. But this guy, you can train it by pressing a button. It goes into learning mode. And then when you press that button, you just point the object that you want the sensor to recognize. And then once it recognizes it, then you can interact with that object. So think of having a sumo bot that is trained to see an opponent, write code for your bot to attack it via, you know, if it's in like self mode or if you're controlling it, and actually have this guy to trail whatever object that it's basically, it's crazy to me.
Okay, that's scary, because that's the scary drone stuff that's popping up all over the place. But on the other side, I think that's really cool, because have you seen the guys over at Node, North Dallas Coworking, that have come out with the scanner system for the RFID, and so when you come up near it, it recognizes what you're wearing, and then it recognizes enough since you're close by to start scanning your badges and things.
And they're like based out of Node?
Yeah, so they're working with Alan Sellers, a good friend of ours too. And Alan's got some cool stuff going on, so we'll have that for a future episode.
Yeah, they have the Tech Fall Showcase that's coming up. Yeah. It's going to be really, really interesting. I'm actually going to help some kids learn a couple of things from what I can tell. I'm thinking about ordering this Pixie and just creating some different projects based off of that, because I think that it's so simple of just connecting via the UART and some other we'll put that video on the site whenever we get it up, but that is simple to connect, whereas just vision, that whole OpenCV and computer vision is so difficult. But these guys are drilling it down. They actually have a Kickstarter going on, I think, that allows you to hook this guy up. And they even have a pan tilt kit that allows the Pixie to basically move around. And so they, in the video, they're actually playing ping pong. They set the orange ball to let it learn and know and recognize it. And they play ping pong. And you see the little Pixie tilt going back and forth. So it's really quick. So I'm thinking that this is going to be something that is going to really be really cool. So I'm hoping to do the Hello World demo for it, and then you know, talk about the results.
That's gonna be really cool. I can't wait to see that. And then the last thing I've got really is another one of our friends. She's got a cool wearables accelerator. Her name is Gabriella and Tech Wildcatters. Now if you guys haven't heard of Tech Wildcatters, go find them. They have some really cool stuff going on all the time. But she's also going to launch Geek Feet. Not as in you're talking, like you're walking on your feet, but geek as in what did you pull off and what is the next challenge? So I'm calling her out on what her challenge is for us. So, And I'm also calling to challenge her on doing something cool for the very first episode. She just bought some new toys, and so I'll let her figure it out what she wants to do with that.
So is this going to be like a going, just a back and forth type?
It may end up putting us like podcasting off the side of a cliff. I don't know yet what's going to happen. We'll may have to take your capsule and do something crazy too.
I am game. And then for my last topic is the HoloLens by Microsoft. I think they came out with a demo of it April 29th. But at NoBots International Day, a gentleman named Ron was talking about how he's trying to learn Unity and then take his Arduino, his Raspberry Pi. So get this, think of a robot that is, you know, self-contained, doesn't have any characteristics, doesn't have anything like that, and then take 3D modeling and add in a character who can react to your HoloLens. HoloLens is a, think of what is it, like an Oculus Rift type device that you can see 3D objects and everything and interact with it. So looking at this demo, they have the robot, which is just a standalone robot, doesn't have any features on it. But when you put on your HoloLens, a robotic character is put on top of the robot, and you have a interface, a visual 3D interface that you can interact with and see. The robot can respond to you visually, and it also can respond to you physically and with audio as well.
So why didn't Google Glass do this, or why didn't Oculus do it? What the heck, man? Like Microsoft?
I do not know.
And it's funny because if you look around this place, our studio, it's literally full of Apple products. And as much as I'm an Apple fan, every once in a while, Microsoft will seriously impress me. And this is one of those things. That's cool.
They're really doing some innovative things. And one of the most impressive segments is when they actually have, via the visual interface, the 3D visual interface, where they point where they want the robot, the physical robot, to go. So you point a pin, and if an object steps in front of its path after it calculates the route that it needs to take, it then stops, and then the little guy who's animated looks at it, makes a gesture, and then plots a route around the object around it, and then gets there.
Oh, that's cool.
So the thing that I'm excited about it, most 3D modelers who do animation and everything like that, as a front-end developer who's doing things with NoBots and Johnny 5, this takes 3D modeling and allows that to interact with the physical plane as well. So you have a whole new context of just human interface with 3D modeling, which is really, really cool. Taking the animated movies and then actually having human interface with your 3D model creation.
Could you think of like all the Pixar stuff you could do? And what was the movie, Robots? That's the basic one. But then like all the Despicable Me and Minions and everything else.
So you can take movie merchandise and actually create robotics with it to engage with. That's like, I'm thinking like iRobot, but not to that extent.
That would be a little scary. But cool, but a little scary.
So, and then last but not least, I actually have nobotsdfw.org. I'm hoping to get community to where kind of a social network where you can put what projects that you're working on. I'm actually getting platforms, which is groups. So Raspberry Pi, Arduino, anything that you are passionate about. I'm looking for moderators. I'm trying to get Jack to run the Raspberry Pi.
I'm already in.
So I'm working on that. I'm hoping to get this launched here probably within the next 2 weeks. There's going to be some interesting things coming down the pipeline. I know AT&T has a mobile IoT hackathon coming in Plano on August the 28th and the 29th. So there's a lot of things that are coming, and this podcast is just getting started. So I'm excited for the possibilities.
Yeah, and let us know. Reach out to us. You know how to reach out to us.
And yes, if you want to be a guest and you're psyched about this, have any ideas, please, please, like I said, reach out to us on the social networks and just, you know, drop us a line. So if you do want to be a guest, let us know, and we'll basically fit you in that timeline.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bye.